He shoots. He scores! And so could you. Want to win a pair of tickets to see the Brooklyn Nets play the Chicago Bulls on November 30th at the Barclays Center? Leave a review on iTunes between November 3rd through November 9th for our 6 weeks of fitness podcast, and you could be one of 5 lucky winners randomly chosen.
Hi, I'm Vince Ferguson, president of Body Sculpt of New York. Welcome to 6 Weeks to Fitness, episode number 17, where we hope to inform, motivate, encourage, and inspire you towards living a healthier lifestyle. Thank you so much for tuning in. Now, if you know of anyone in need of personal training, group fitness instruction, or nutrition counseling, please contact me at vince@sixweeks.com or call 718-346-5852. Now, in this episode, I will be joined by Vernell Bennett, president and co-founder of the United Black Golfers Association. Vernell will share his story on how the United Black Golfers Association was formed and why. You don't want to miss this episode. Now, remember the words of Ralph Waldo Emerson, who said, "Do not go where the path may lead. Go instead where there is no path, and leave a trail." And now that's worth thinking about. Welcome back to 6 Weeks to Fitness. Vernell Bennett is a retired New York City Department of Finance corporate supervisor, tax auditor, certified financial planner, and investment broker. He was bitten by the golf bug in 2004 while on vacation on a cruise ship where he took his first lesson. In 2005, through a work colleague, he learned about the Roosevelt Golfers Association, which he joined and began taking lessons, eventually becoming the financial officer and then the executive officer. It was through the urging and interest of his many friends and colleagues that he and his now vice president, Jacques Leandre, decided in March of 2014 to form the United Black Golfers Association to help stimulate interest in the game of golf to people of color in Queens and the surrounding areas. Vernell Bennett is the president of the United Black Golfers Association. I am pleased to have him on the program. Vernell, how are you?
I'm fine.
Thank you for being here. I'm doing well. Now, tell my listeners your story, Vernell, and how you became involved in the game of golf and what led you and your vice president, Jacques, to start the United Black Golfers Association.
We started the association because as I was getting ready to retire, I started playing golf, as you read in my bio. And as I was playing it and working, I find that when I got to work, we traveled as auditors, that the clients spent more time wanting to talk about golf than about the work.
Huh.
So I said, you know, this must be interesting because I have to pull my the clients into another room so my guys can work. And as I started playing, like you stated, with the Roosevelt Golf Association, and we started traveling around, I started noticing that the golfers, which predominantly was white males, they were up in their 75, 80 years old and playing and walking. Huh. I'm saying must be a secret of this game. They're walking, they're still playing. And the other sports I played about 35 years old, you have to shut it down.
Exactly.
So I said, let me try this. And, you know, and like you said, 2005, I tried it. And now 2014, I'm the president of the United Black Golfers Association.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Now, what are the benefits of being a golfer?
See, when you golf, you meet people. It's like a networking. It's a networking in two phases. It's networking that if you're in corporate America, a young professional, and they have corporate outings and what have you, the black guys tend to go to the basketball court. Everybody else goes to the golf course. When you go to the golf course, you're on an average golf course around between 4 and 5 hours. You're captured.
Yes.
You're captured with one person or four people around you for 4 to 5 hours. Now, you got that amount of time to sell yourself. Huh. And as you go along and you play, you'll find that you meet people from all backgrounds because golf is travel. You meet people local. You meet people from the island, upstate New York. You know, Westchester County. They come down and they golf, and then you develop a relationship because golfers are sometimes habitual. If they play at 3 o'clock on Wednesday, they're gonna play at 3 o'clock on Wednesday. You know, they're like habitual. They do the same thing around the same time all the time.
I see.
And I noticed that as we progress in this game, and you start to see more black folks coming out on the course. And women, because our organization is co-ed, it's men and women in our organization.
Great. I see.
Mostly, most golf clubs are either all male or all female, but we're co-ed.
Okay.
And our age grouping is from 23 years old to 83 years old.
Huh. That much of a wide gap. That's awesome. That's amazing.
Because you got everybody got a different experience. From 23, you're trying to learn something, and 83, you're trying to pass on what you learned.
So, but it's never too late to start.
No. Well, in our organization, we got beginners to seasoned people and in the middle because somebody got to start. You got to start someplace. Yeah. You know, nobody woke up where they are. They started someplace. And so within our organization, we also have a networking mentoring program too because our organization covers all backgrounds. It's not a professional white collar, you know, organization. We figured, oh, golfers, they gotta be white collar, doctors, lawyers, professionals. No. We go from the blue collar to the white collar. Both collars get dirty, so you don't have to worry about it.
Exactly. So you're saying that one of the benefits of playing the game of golf is that the networking opportunities are there.
They're there.
Really. And I know when I spoke with you offline, we talked about how unfortunately, a lot of people of color, we don't network enough.
We don't. We wasn't trained how to network. We were, as youngsters, if you're in your 50s, what do your parents tell you? Work hard, you'll be recognized, and you'll move out. We work hard and work hard and work hard. And we don't get that moving up a lot, but we work hard.
Wow. Interesting. So you're saying, too, if I understand correctly, that opportunities avail themselves to you not only when you're working hard, but when you're actually having fun.
Having fun, meeting people, meeting with people, and you'll find that you'll find a lot of times when you're on a golf course, you're sitting in a car with a stranger. A lot of times you might be three strangers or four strangers in the golf cart. You don't have to know these people, but 5 hours later, you find you got more in common than you have not in common.
Huh. Very good. And you don't know this until you actually get to meet them. And sometimes it's hard to get to know them in a work environment.
Yes. Yes. And you see, a lot of times at work, I call those colleagues. Away from work, they become friends.
Really? Because very good.
Because at work, these people you work with, don't make them your friend. When you start doing things outside of work, then you develop a relationship with that person.
Because you're usually not talking about work issues. No. You start to talk about family and friends and what you guys have in common.
Social matters. You'll find that you start talking about political, social, economic. You find out, you know, my son did the same thing. What? Yours did? Yes. Yeah. So therefore, then you find out the backgrounds. Like I was talking to you, and we mentioned, you said you took a few lessons, and the guy who was training you was my instructor.
Yes, Samuel Stevenson. Yeah, yes,
my
yes.
Instructor's a small world.
Wow, that's amazing. So you never know who you know.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So you don't know until you start talking and meeting and discussing different areas of interest. Mm-hmm. That's great. Now, what about the chances of a young African American child receiving a scholarship for playing golf as opposed to the other mainstream sports like football, basketball, and baseball?
Well, see, matter of fact, organization offers scholarships. We offer scholarships. That's one of the main criteria of our mission is to offer scholarships to deserving high school students. Now, we said scholarship, it doesn't mean you have to go to college. These scholarships are for universities or trade school. Because everybody can't, you know, be the doctor or the scientist or the lawyer. But everybody has a skill set that we have to recognize. So we structured our golf scholarships around our youth and to have them know, let them know that if you're going to seek higher education, whether it be vocational or academic or professional, we are there to support you and help you.
Now that is, that's awesome. That's definitely needed. I'm glad to hear you say that, because not all children will go to college, mm-hmm. but they can all learn a trade. They can all do something else, you know, and feel just as important as the person with the PhD.
Because they are as important.
Because they are. There's no difference in God's sight. We're all the same, and we all serve a purpose.
That's it. You know, there's nothing but another spoke onto the bike.
There's a lot of spokes on the wheel.
But if every spoke serves a purpose. Now, even if you remove a spoke, the wheel is going to rotate. But if you remove too many spokes, the wheel is going to collapse.
Yes, most definitely. Now, golf is known to be an expensive or exclusive sport to learn and play. What are your thoughts about that?
Yeah, I thought so also. Now we're not talking playing on Donald Trump courses, you know. We're talking on playing courses like that everybody would play on, the city courses, the semi-private courses, the outings and the tournaments that we would have. And you can play as a senior New York, I'm just talking about New York City now, New York City proper, in the city courses, which have about maybe about 12 of them. Monday through Friday, they have super, what they call senior rates, which is as low as, at some courses, as low as for 18 holes with a cart, is $34.
Per hour?
No, for the whole time.
Really?
For the whole 18 holes. Now, if you're not a senior, it could be a little, like, say, $45, $50. But then it drops again around between 11 and 12 o'clock. The rates drop again because a lot of your golfers go out early in the morning. You know, they're like, they work and they go early in the morning, 6 o'clock. They'd be finished by like, they go out six, they'd be finished by 10 or 11, you know? Hmm. So after 11 o'clock, between 11 and 12 o'clock, a lot of courses, your prices drop. Also, you have a lot of websites that give you super discounts on golf. You know, you can have a club, a golf course, that might cost you $65-$70 a play for the round, and you go on a website, you might get that same course at a particular time for maybe $35.
Really? That is interesting. Yeah. I guess it's a matter of knowing where the resources are.
And in our organization, what we do is we do bi-monthly outings, and we as a group, we play at least twice a month together, and from either during the week or on the weekend, because we have seniors that has the time, and we have the other folks who are still working, so we're trying to accommodate everybody, the seniors and the non-seniors, so we can blend it up and rotate. Right now, because we started in March of this year, we have only been doing courses in the New York City proper, but starting in January next year, we will be traveling like out of state, you know, like local travel. I state area like Jersey, you know, Pennsylvania, Virginia, Delaware, Maryland, around that area, because it's close. It's a drive away in New Jersey, stuff like that. We'll be doing stuff like that.
Okay. So you're going to be spreading the brand around.
Oh, yes. We have gotten a lot of interest from our website, and also with the help of the Bert Cook, the owner and publisher of the African American Golfers Digest, we kind of partnered together. And now, since we've done that, we have both benefited each other. We've gotten hits and contacts all through the South, Atlanta, Louisiana, West Coast. They're saying to us, "Wow, when are you coming out here?" And I said, "We're still putting our who's on right here now, but so we get them on, we'll see how we can get down there also." but the website, you know, the world is small because of the website. So they see our information and data, and they like what they see, what they read. You saw the website. What do you think about our website?
I saw the website. I visited it a few times, and I like it. I like it a lot, you know. But why do you think there's such a need for an organization like yours?
Because what we're doing something that's not typical for us. We can always do the same thing over and over and over and over. But try something different. It's like a smorgasbord. You know, you can go to eat hamburgers all day long. Now you go to a smorgasbord, you got a variety. Now, before you say you don't like something, try it.
Yes, try it.
Try it.
Exactly.
Then if you don't like it, say, well, at least I tried that spinach. I really don't like it. So they don't eat it anymore. But if you never tried spinach, you can't say you don't like it.
See, that's the key, and that's why we expose kids to a variety of activities. Because, you know, they all may not want their daughter to play basketball or football, but there's other activities they could try.
With Simi and Larry, we had we gave a free golf lesson. And one young brother was in the park, we was playing. He said, why don't you come over and try it? He said, oh, that's a white man's sport. I said, why did you say that? Oh, there's only white. I said, look, baseball was a white man's sport too. Basketball was a white man's sport too. Football was a white man's sport too, but where is it now?
True. See?
Somebody tried it. Look at it.
Exactly. It's a sport for anyone who's willing to try
it.
That's what it's all about. Now, would you say your organization, the interest in your organization is growing tremendously, though, because of the fact that you are exposing a lot of young people to the sport?
We are exposing everybody to the sport, regardless of their age. Now, what will happen is you'll find that with the younger folks, golf is a time-consuming game. You know, it's a time. You know, if you only got an hour, you can't come out and play golf. You can play golf an hour unless you're Super Rocket Man. So it's a time-consuming game. What we found is that people take interest in it, they'll start to watch it, start to play it, and eventually they're going to get that time. Or that little extra, instead of going to a basketball game, maybe they said, let me go to the golf range. Let me get a cheap set of clubs. Let me try this. And as you like it, anything else, you will blend it into your schedule, into your time.
Now, you mentioned the golf clubs. Now, can you get a pair of golf clubs inexpensively?
You can get a set of clubs. My first set of clubs, when I first started, I paid for the clubs and the bag. I paid $99.
Oh, okay. Right?
And now, that was a while ago. So, inflation. So now, you can get a set of golf clubs, bag for beginners, say $150.
Okay, but those golf clubs will last a long time.
They don't last. It's like anything else. Those are the beginner set. As you learn what you do with the clubs, you're going to scale up to a better set of clubs and to more clubs in the bag. You see, it's a lot. It's 13 clubs in a bag, right? But now as you learn what to do with the clubs, you're going to be adding clubs to it and taking clubs out, like specialty clubs. Like a sand, you don't get a what they call a sand wedge. That's a wedge, like the ball going to the sand. You got to have a special club to get it out. You know, you got certain wedges for your close game, you know, a lob wedge that pops a ball up to make it land soft. As you play on, you'll learn what to do with those clubs. So therefore, you remove a club and you put a club in. You find they have what they call hybrid clubs now. So therefore, if they give you a 5-iron, you might say, now I'm using a 5-hybrid. So you take the 5-iron out, put the 5-hybrid in. So you'll be adding clubs and exchanging clubs as you go forth. I have, like, now, for my first set I had, when I retired, my guys at work gave me a set of clubs. They were playing golf. They surprised me with a new set of golf clubs. Right?
Oh, really?
Yes, okay. Yes, they did. So therefore, you can get clubs, like I said, you can get clubs from, say, $200 in a box set with a bag and everything in it up to $2,000. I mean, Tiger Woods ain't playing no box set of clubs, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I understand that.
But it's up to you. You know, sometimes it's the bow and the arrow. You know, who's shooting? Who's pulling the bow? You know, I'll give you a fancy bow, and you don't know how to pull it. It don't make a whole lot of difference until you learn.
Exactly. No, I follow you. What are some of the health benefits from playing golf?
See, the health benefits is that, one, the average golf course, the average 18-hole golf course, if you walk it, you walk 6 miles.
6 miles. Nice.
If you ride it, you walk about 3 miles because you have to get out. And now you're just not just walking. Remember, you're walking, you're bending, you're swinging, you're turning.
Yes.
So you're not just getting out there walking. You hit the ball. You gotta line it back up. You gotta putt. You gotta pick it up. You gotta move around. You're bending down, you know, and stuff like that. So therefore, you're not just it's a good aerobic exercise too. And this only thing I remember when you play golf, it's hot outside. So just hydrate. Make sure you got water with you to replace that water that you're losing from sweating.
Otherwise, you dehydrate. So okay, so you're drinking more water. You're walking, which is one of the best activities you can mm-hmm. do. So that's great for your heart. So and also you're moving, you're stretching. Yeah. So it's good flexibility. Mm-hmm. So that's important. And what about mental?
Golf is a mental game. When you're going to play golf, only thing you got to think about is you and that ball on the ground or on the tee. If you're thinking about what grandma said or what the wife said, you're not gonna hit that ball.
Yes.
It's a thinking game. You know, it's a thinking game. It's not a muscle game. You see the guys that real strong, big muscles, and a little skinny kid.
Yes.
It's gonna hit the ball further than the guy. Even though he has muscle, the harder you swing sometimes, the worse your shot. Because it's balance. It's balance. Because in order to hit a golf ball, you gotta be on balance.
Yes.
If you're on balance, you're gonna fall.
Oh, definitely.
So if you're swinging hard, it's a stance. Golf is similar to bowling. You don't have to have a pivot foot. You have to reach out. You want to be on one leg with bowling. And with golf, you got that pivot foot. If you're right-handed, that left foot doesn't move. So you're balancing almost like on one leg. When you finish, one foot is down and one foot is turned back. So you have to think about and visualize where you want that ball to go, and in your mind, how hard to hit that ball. You're 350 yards away from the hole.
Right.
I mean, how long did it take to get there? I mean, like a Tiger Woods to get 350, he get that in one shot.
Yes.
Now, I might take a couple shots.
Right, okay. Yeah, you know, definitely.
So you got the older guys and younger guys. Of course, the younger guys have more strength, but the older guys have more accuracy.
Interesting.
Just hit the ball straight. It's not how hard you hit the ball, how straight you hit the ball.
How straight you hit the ball. Okay. You know, I've taken some lessons with Samuel, so I know the mental aspect of the game. You really do have to focus on not just your swing, but your feet and your shoulders. I mean, all kinds of things.
It's a routine. And as a matter of fact, I'm quite sure in your fitness classes, you have a routine you do every day.
Yes.
It's a routine. When you set that routine, I'm like, okay, what do you do? You keep that routine, your game going to be similar all the time. You can't change everything. You can't go to the tee or to the ball and change your routine because it's like muscle memory too. You know, your body, remember, you look up, you look eye hand coordination, look out where you want the ball to go, right? And in your mind, you're going to make that just hard do I swing? Because you're making that little calculation really fast in your mind.
Yes. Right. Yes, you have to.
You have to see. I'm 100 yards away versus 20 yards away. What club do I use? How hard do I swing? Do I want the ball to roll, or do I want the ball to land and drop? So all those things going in your mind, and you got less than a minute to make that decision.
Wow. To hit that ball. That's amazing. That is good. Mm-hmm. So let me ask you a few more questions about the United Black Golfers Association itself. Mm-hmm. Because I understand the association is structured as a 501c3 not-for-profit organization.
Yes, we are.
So how do you generate revenue to sustain the organization?
Right now, our revenue is based on membership right now. Our membership dues, we have to join a United Black Golf Association, it's a $100 one-time membership fee and $20 a month dues. Now that money it goes back into it's what operates the organization. Also, we have matter of fact, on August 3rd of next year, we have our first what we call our golf tournament, and our golf tournament that's how we generate money in addition to our membership dues. We have an outing, and it's going to be at Douglasson Golf Course over in Queens, and that outing would generate the profits from that. Also, would benefit our organization and also our scholarship fund, because I believe that we are self-sufficient. We have enough talent and manpower to structure ourselves. And now what happens from there, we will have various other fundraising activities and sponsorships from corporations and stuff like that to maintain us. We're very low maintenance type of organization because everybody's part of the organization that operates it is they work pro bono. It's nobody gets paid for anything.
I see. So you have a very strong board.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Very good. Mm-hmm. Very good. Now, how do you promote the United Black Golfers Association?
Right now, what we have done when we first started, I also was the campaign manager for some political campaigns for city council. So myself and the vice president who co-founded the organization, we said let's kind of work it in a manner of how we did the campaign. When we did the campaign, we had networking and we had press releases. So we sent out a press release, and from that press release, the Daily News picked it up, and local newspapers picked it up. NBC, Positively Black picked it up, and when it went out there, and then our African American Golfers Digest, the Burt Cook publication picked it up, and it went out. Everything that came in now came in through that media and through word of mouth, because each member, when they join, what we do is we give them a package. That $100 membership fee will include, yes, they will get we have a uniform. We have a black hat, orange shirt with our logo on it. We have pins and business cards, and we have a black golf ball with our logo on it that represents us. That's really? That's the package that we give them, and the rest of it is going by word of mouth. So far, we have been on Positively Black television show. They did a 3-minute, 30-second skit on us, which I think we just say in TV time, that's a lot of time. and we just was getting calls through our website and emails constantly. We're getting in there. So as of right now, we started in March. We had 15 members. We now have 37.
Wow, nice. More than double.
And our membership goes from Long Island to Westchester County.
Oh, nice.
And even a couple of members. We have two members that joined from out of state, one from Massachusetts and one from South Carolina.
Really? Mm-hmm. So you guys are going to be national very soon?
We're trying to work on it, but I said, before we jump into that pool, you got to check how deep the water is. So first, let's make sure we got the foundation here set solid before we start branching out and trying to bring in the others.
Definitely. Having a solid foundation is definitely the key. Mm-hmm. And who are some of your partners?
Well, the partners in the sense of our board members.
Yes.
Well, we have right now myself, the president, Jacques Leandre. He's our vice president. We have Handel J. Edwards. He's our treasurer. We have Juliette Barton. She's our secretary. And we have Corbett Garnett, who is our sergeant of arms. He's a big guy, you know. This way, if he tell you to sit down, you sit down. You don't say why.
Okay. Yes. Okay. So this is good. Now, do you have any events coming up that you would like my listeners
right,
to know about?
Right now, the biggest event, we meet every month around year round. And that's the third Wednesday, the 12th of November is our next meeting, and that's on that's like the third Wednesday of every month. We meet at 7:30 at our headquarters. That's in Laurelton on
Laurelton, Queens.
Laurelton, Queens, right? And then now what we're doing now, we're preparing our calendar for next year, and with our events and what have you. But what we know right now, what's solid outside of our monthly meetings, we'll know that on August 3rd, 2015, we'll be having our first scholarship golf tournament at Douglasham Golf Course. And you'll be seeing information going out about that shortly.
Nice.
We're just tying up the matter. I signed the contract yesterday for that.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Very nice. Now, how can my listeners find out more about your organization and also perhaps even join your mailing list.
Okay, well, all you got to do is you can go on our website, and it will tell, and our website is www.unitedblackoffers.org, and you will see every means and ways that you can join us electronically. You can, matter of fact, when you go on the website, you'll see a membership tab, and you'll see a signing tab where you can just join. You click right there, and everything you need to do is right at your fingertips. You can go into the site, and you can join on the application. You can send your membership fee and your dues right online, come straight to us, and you'll be have access to that. So you can go in and see what's happening. We're on Facebook. Also, you'll see our Facebook page, which is a link into our website. You'll see all the activities that we have done. You'll see all the outings we've been on and things that we have done. It's posted out there. And I think from my Facebook, people who know about Facebook, we got from March to now, we got 226 likes, I think they call that,
That's pretty good.
Yeah, 226.
That's pretty good. Do you also have a Twitter page?
We have Twitter too. We have the Twitter. That's not my expertise. So we got Twitter, Facebook, and of course we have our website, and we have our email, well, Gmail, ubga2014@gmail.com. That also, those are the ways that you can reach us. Our phone number also, if you call it, that's a 917-300-8310. All that information, it feeds to us electronically, and if you leave a message on that, I think that's a Google Voice, I think they told me it is, and not just leave us a message, also, whatever you say is written, it comes up orally and in writing.
Oh, I see. Very good, very good. Now, are there any other questions that I didn't ask you that you would like to bring out for my listeners?
Well, I think that if you are from 18 to 88 and you would like to learn the game or be interested in the game, give us a shout. Go on this website, read up on it, on us, ask call. You know, anytime, anybody who calls us will get a return call. Anybody who leaves a message in our email will get a reply. Everybody gets a response to us. Any questions you would have, and like I would say when I used to teach business school, that no question is a dumb question if you don't have an answer to it.
Yes.
You know, so ask the question. We'll give you the answers that we know to the best of our ability. And then from there, we will then guide you. Now, if you want lessons, we have two certified golf professionals that will give lessons. If you're nervous about going out playing with strangers, we have a network now of 37 people that you can network with to go out and play, not by yourself. Okay.
Nice.
So this is the biggest thing we found, that people were afraid or embarrassed to go out to play, because I don't know these people. I feel like I'm not the guy here. And you'll find that once you get there, even though those guys was playing for a long time, they don't play that well. That's not the occupation.
Huh.
They've been playing for 10 years, and then you look at it and say, wow, I could do that. You know, so don't let how long a person was playing intimidate you. So if you come out with one or two people, that's even better than going out by yourself. I go out a lot by myself. I'd be like the fourth leg on the chair. So, but it doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother. At first it did, but after a while, you find that those guys, if they come into the public courses, their game is it's not that much better than yours, because they would be playing at the more high end and more difficult courses, you know? And the average golfer, you know, those who know about score, see, golf is the opposite of everything you want to think about. In basketball, the high score win. In golf, the lowest score win. Okay?
Yes.
So everything is backwards. You know, stuff like that. So don't look for a high score. No, that's not good. You want a low score.
That's something to keep in mind.
Yeah, and par. See, par means average. The average time it takes you to get to a particular hole. A par four means you should get there and finish a hole in four. You know, The average non-professional golf player hits in about 100. Now par is average like 72. Now the pros hit 72 and below.
Ah, right? I see.
So you're not playing against an individual, you're playing against the course. If the course says 72, what you want to do, you want to get 72 or lower. Right? So my game, I play now, since I started playing, I can play in the 92 up. You know, every now and then I hit the 80s. The other day I was out on Saturday, and I don't know what went wrong, but everything went right. I shot about 85. That was very good.
Okay. Okay. Good.
So, all right. So the lower the score, the better is your game, and you're trying to beat the course. You're not playing against individual. Every time, everybody's playing against that course. You want to beat that course, not that person you're playing with.
I see. So beat the course, not the person.
That's right.
Okay, Vernell Bennett of the United Black Golfers Association, thank you so much for being on 6 Weeks to Fitness. And we will definitely follow you and check out the website. And I definitely want to be abreast of what you guys have coming up so I can share with my listeners going forward, okay? So on behalf of Bodyscope of New York and 6 Weeks to Fitness, thank you so much for being on the program. You take care. And to my listeners, all the best. We will talk to you at another exciting, informative episode of 6 Weeks to Fitness. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.